Podcasts from around the world.
Hello and welcome to our monthly podcast from around the region, where we'll be exploring our clients, work and amazing people, as well as sharing some important news. We'll keep these to no more than about 15 minutes, perfect for a quick break or a commute. And from our next episode, I'm going to attempt to take a couple of minutes to answer your questions live on the podcast. So please use the question button below to send in your questions about absolutely anything. Now, I'm not going to promise that I'm going to be able to answer every question, but we are going to try and answer as many as possible. So today I'm absolutely thrilled to be sitting in a very plush recording studio in our Johannesburg office with our extraordinary Africa CEO, Ipi. Ipi, say hello.
Hello, everyone.
And we're going to bust some of those myths about this wonderful continent. And it's 54 different countries and cultures. Mm-hmm. But before we dive in, I wanted to announce the launch of our EMEA sideboard. This is a group of your colleagues who have been chosen to form a team that sits alongside the EMEA leadership team. I will have the pleasure of meeting with them every month to hear what's happening around the region and debate, discuss, and test new and exciting initiatives that they'll be given to develop and deliver. In the future, this is going to be a very open application process, and we're going to rotate that team every year. So over the next week, I'm going to be inviting the first team together to join me. And in the coming months, I want you all to watch out for messages from your local member about what we're up to. So, Ipi, before we begin, just briefly describe, where are we? Where are we sitting?
We are sitting in the beautiful Sandton. We call it the City of Gold. So that's where the mine is at, Michael.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear.
So beautiful Sandton. We are in Johannesburg. It's really beautiful, beautiful weather, sunny. Michael ran away from the rain. So we are having a beautiful summer rain. And we share our offices with the likes of FCB, Fuel Content, McCann, and a few others. So yeah, it's an awesome space.
And I've got to tell you, I've been here for a couple of days and it's lovely. I may never come back. So let's start. Africa is a fascinating continent. I've been lucky enough to work in and around Africa for quite a number of years. But there are loads of misconceptions. What are the five kind of top misconceptions do you think there are about Africa?
So number one, like you said in the introduction, people think we are one country and we are 54 countries. So people think we probably speak around 10 languages, but it's about 2,000 languages in all the 54 countries. So it's really, really big. And then people also think we are all mud and savanna houses, but actually about one of three or two of three Africans are considered to be middle class. And did you know, they said, I read a report actually last year, they said six of the 10 fastest growing markets are in Africa. So it's really, really, really an awesome country. And then, or continent, and people think that it's very, very far, but it's not actually. It's just a plane away.
just a plane away. And some of the, about the makeup and the population. So some things, the facts that you've been telling me about how many millionaires there are here, and it's also incredibly youthful population.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got the biggest youth population. And if you look at Kenya, we were talking about technology, actually, because technology is one of the growing markets. And they say under 35 dollar millionaires are millennials in Kenya. So, and they're all entrepreneurs within technology. So fascinating.
So, sorry, there's the most under 35 millionaires.
Yeah, dollar millionaires.
Dollar millionaires.
I have to say that because people think, oh, you're not a millionaire if you're in Africa with the rand or whatever currency, your naira.
But so that's pretty amazing. That's all from tech.
All from tech.
So yeah. Because...
entrepreneurs on that.
And because Kenya, Nairobi is a real growing tech hub.
It is, yeah. So fascinating. We do a lot of work as well with a lot. Even tech is one of our biggest portfolios in Africa. And I think it explains because a lot of tech companies are investing a lot in Africa. So yeah, it's quite fascinating. And we're the next future because a lot of us are young. You know, we lead, I can't remember the stats now, but it's about 60 or 70%. That's why also with the votings in across all the countries in Africa, sometimes it's tricky because, you know, millennials have a lot to say and they're the ones that decide, no, I'm not going to vote for you. And, you know, they're not as loyal as the old generations, baby boomers and whatnot. So yeah, it takes a lot to buy into a vision of anything. So companies are doing a lot to try to switch that millennial. Even the government is struggling and they're trying to invite more of the youth to come into politics.
And Africa is for many years has been described as kind of a new frontier for growth. What does that mean? Aside from the scale, which is huge, but where's that growth going to really come from? What do we mean by that?
I think, look, they say it's the next frontier for growth in innovation and sort of social impact. So I think it's quite a key thing. But I read that frontier direct investment and international projects are in sort of key areas like energy, infrastructure, finance. So we're the next China, you know, people are saying by 2040, we will have the largest workforce. So it is said that if we continue the way we're continuing, we will be able to emulate what China managed to do in the last 50 years. Obviously, COVID has sort of disrupted some of the projections in terms of the growth, but it is still said that we are the next best thing because a lot of the other countries, if you look at Europe, if you look at the US, you guys have matured and we're still in that phase where we're growing. So that's why a lot of the key, your Google, your Microsoft, your, you know, the big brands are also making sure that they're investing in Africa. So, yeah, so there's a whole thing about we are the next best China or Asia.
Just the next best thing.
Yeah,
you next don't even best need to thing. Be the best next.
Right, we original.
One thing that always struck me about visiting different parts of Africa, different countries, is the energy, the vibrancy, the culture. It's such a magical place and obviously has had a lot of conflict and a lot of challenges as well. How, in the work that we do and as Weber, that kind of cultural impact and that vibrancy, I mean, how does that add? Is that an important ingredient to what we do?
It is. And I think, you know, for a long time, Africans sort of felt like they were shut down. So it's now, even with music, if you look at music, African music is like the biggest music in the world. People in all over the world listen to or adore African music. So we sort of becoming more cultural than we were before. So we're embracing one of the best things about the South African Weber office as the hub, we always say that we're experts in taking a global brand and localizing it into the 54 countries because we understand the local nuances, the culture, you know, the language. We understand the sensitivities around culture and languages. So yeah, we're very much energetic. We're all about color. Someone in the office always talks about, you know, genetics. If you want to know multiple genetics, come to Africa because we're just so versatile. You know, we're different. In our office alone, people speak 20 languages, you know, so it's fascinating. Wow. Yeah, so.
And in terms of just our footprint then, so as Weber, so we're in
South Africa, Joburg, so Johannesburg, we're in Nairobi, which is in Kenya, then we're also in Lagos, which is Nigeria. And these three, if you include Ethiopia and one other, we actually about 37% of the population, so we're in the right market, so Weber's in exactly the right market. And then in other markets, we work with in-country partners, and we're looking at obviously expanding, but we cover, last year alone, if you look at MasterCard or GSMA, or we worked in 30-plus markets. So really, that's what sells us, is that we work with big brands, and they want one agency that's able to work across all markets, and we're able to do that.
And what kind of work are we doing for those clients?
We do everything from media relations, crisis communication. We do internal communication. Our bread and butter, we're also starting out sort of a social digital integration offering. It's still small, but we're starting that out. Yeah, but I mean, just 2 days ago, we had one of our biggest clients going through a crisis and it was across three markets. So we had to work on that. But yeah, traditional PR, a little bit of digital and social, all things, yeah, we do.
Yeah. And one of the conversations that we've been having is getting talent together.
Yes,
so just any listeners out there,
yes, please.
If you want to come, I can highly recommend it. You want to come and spend some time in Cape Town? No, not well.
Johannesburg, Cape Town is a stone throw away. So it's okay. You can come and go to Cape Town for the weekend.
I'm a bit obsessed with Cape Town. Sorry. But genuinely, you are, you know, really interested in people who want to come and spend 6 months down here, work from here, but help train and, you know, some of the people down here and stuff.
Pass on some knowledge. I think also we are aware. I always used to make a joke that we don't like being behind with technology or anything, but COVID was the only thing we were very glad that we were behind. So in other markets, we're in first, second wave, we hadn't even reached COVID yet. So so we understand that other markets are more advanced. So it's really great if we can have other people that want to come and spend 3 months or 6 months here. It's really fine. The team is young and will take you out and, you know, hang out with you. You'll, trust me, you'll never want to leave once you come here. So please drop me a line and come. I'll talk to your boss.
But actually on that point, one thing that, I haven't been down to South Africa for about 5-6 years, but the restaurants, the food scene is amazing. Mm-hmm. And you talked about the music scene. And then you were saying yesterday about Nigeria and the film
industry.
It's bigger than
Nollywood. So
Nollywood.
It's bigger than Hollywood. Yeah. So you've got Bollywood and then you've got Nollywood, which is Nigeria. It's about, I think it made about $3 billion just last year. And then Hollywood is, can you believe Hollywood is behind it? So
it's crazy.
It's crazy. It's amazing.
So that could be where my future career. So I need to go to Nigeria. that's kind of, I've always wanted to fulfill my my acting
Your
career.
Your inner acting career.
So as we look forward, and there is undoubtedly a huge growth opportunity in Africa for Weber, what kind of things are we going to be looking at geographically and also just in terms of offer? Where do you feel that we're going to be focusing on in the next year, 2 years?
Look, we're really growing our agency in terms of our offering. So what we're doing now, even the talent that we're hiring, we're no longer looking at people who are just thinking about PR, but we want people that can think the whole offering integration. We are looking for a lot of people that can help with sort of planning, strategy, creativity. You know, sometimes one of the things that we struggle with is we don't have, while we have sister companies like McCann or brother companies, however you want to look at it, you know, sibling companies, you know, whether they do digital or they specialize in creativity or in-house, we still struggle with some of that talent. So that's why we spoke about secondment earlier. But that's where we're growing into because we want to make sure that when we have clients, they come in and we can offer them end-to-end because really we talk about one-stop shop and clients are really interested in that one-stop shop. So we see ourselves being able to fulfill a client's need, solving in all the markets, but giving the same offering in all the markets. So while South Africa is very much a hub, we want to be sure that we can take people from South Africa to go to the markets and sort of produce the same excellence, whether it's creativity, whether it's traditional PR, whether it's... So yeah, so that's where we're looking at ourselves. We're looking at major, major growth. We want to double. So I know it's...
Triple.
Well, we're talking about a year from now. So yeah, so a year from now, we'll double, triple, and then the next year, and you know, but yeah, we're talking about great growth.
So give me three facts about the office, about where we are, or about you, just that people that's going to go, oh, okay, that's interesting.
Fun facts. Okay, fun I'll facts. Tell you fun facts. We've got the highest bungee jumpy in the continent.
Where?
Yeah. It's in South Africa, actually. It's in Titigama, and it's about just over 200 meters, so 700 feet, over 700 feet. So that's number one.
Next time we'll do that.
Next time we need to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid of heights, but yeah. And then the other thing that people need to know, do you know that the richest man was Mansa Musa? I think that's his name. Google him. He was the richest man in Africa. So Jeff is nothing on him. Elon Musk had nothing on him. Today's net worth would have been about $400 billion. So wow. Google the guy. He lived in Misa. And then the other thing that's quite interesting, actually linking to what we used to do when you're talking about clients, I always talk about this joke where the US World Cup, when they beat Ghana in 2014 and they were making sort of a, trying to make fun of Ghana and congratulate the US team. They posted a picture of a wild giraffe and sort of made fun of Ghana. But unfortunately for them, there are no wild giraffes in Ghana. They obviously, you know, Googled the pic from Kenya. So, and you know, Twitter people were quick to correct them. So that's something we can also do as well. Very well, we help our clients to be able to not do things like that. But I think some of the fun things about that is animals. I mean, who doesn't want to, you know, see any, I mean, Michael was trying to see something through my window, but it wasn't there, but
I was trying to find the giraffe outside the window, but they just
but it wasn't there. Yeah, but it's, I mean, we've got lovely weather. And about me, I used to be a long distance runner. Long, I mean, 90 kilometers, not 40 kilometers. So
I just have to pick you up on something. Just but just before you said about the long distance, you said about the weather. So the weather is amazing. Except for yesterday.
It was you. It was, you brought the bad weather.
Literally, we had a call with Jack Leslie, who is a very long friend and partner of the African continent. So we had a call, an hour with him, just to understand his point of view. And literally, from the moment we got on the Teams call for an hour, it
was
thundered and storm outside the window, like lightning.
I know.
And it was crazy.
But didn't the sun come out immediately after that?
Yeah, maybe it's Jack's fault then.
Yeah, so beautiful weather. Please come. We have four seasons, but we actually have more summer and a little bit of spring, but not really cold. Our cold is like 2 months or 2.5. It's not that bad. So, yeah.
So let's just go back and talk a little bit about you again. You joined Weber in COVID. As did I. It's hard.
Very
it's
hard.
Really hard. So how did you like prepare for it and then starting? And I believe, so we're in the office today.
Yes.
You've been here for nearly two years.
2 years, end of this month.
But this is the third time you've been in the office?
I can count on my one hand.
One hand. So how was all that, and leading a team and all the rest of it, how's that been?
It was challenging. I mean, I'm always thankful for the 2 weeks I had. So I joined 1st of March, so I had 2 weeks before the lockdown. And then we all had to work from home, so I was glad I had that 2 weeks because people then knew I did exist, I wasn't some ghost. But it was really challenging because you don't know people very well, and it's quite a challenging time, and you have to be there for them. We did a lot of communication in those times. I did a lot of one-on-ones with people. And I think personally, I had to dial up some things, you know, like soft skills, and then dial down certain things because you had to balance that, you know, if you're very much about high performance, and you had to think about, you know, people are going through so much right now, it's about dialing up the caring and the making sure people are, you know, before the meeting, you don't, you know, sometimes on a Monday it's, hi, how are you? How was your weekend? And you get on with it. But now you have to remember that you need to ask people, how are you feeling? What's happening? Who's who in the zoo? And, you know, so it was challenging, but it was rewarding. It just in terms of getting to know people quicker. You know, one of the nice things I like is, you know, we work for a global company. I had global meetings all the time. I met people. Yeah. I mean, I said to Jack the one day, speaking to him is the same as speaking to one of my colleagues in South Africa. I don't feel like he's far away because that's how I sort of knew everyone. Yeah.
But now the office is reopening. People are starting to come back.
Yes.
There are some people here today.
Not many.
But there are some.
Tomorrow more people will come. But I think people are still, going to the office is still admin when you're not used to it. You know, getting dressed, thinking about what to wear. People have lost or gained some pants. So that means the cupboard or the wardrobe is a bit of an issue. So, but it is exciting. It is exciting to come back. I'm excited. I'm going to do 2 to 3 times a week. So I'm looking forward to it. And then the staff know that we're doing a whole hybrid model and we're starting now. Yeah.
Great. I mean, I've got to say, your personality and energy is infectious. So I'm sure if anyone is going to draw people back into the office, you are. And some of your team that I've met as well are great and excitable and kind of raring to go as well. So it does create a strong culture and atmosphere. Ippy, thank you. So thank you, first of all, for your hospitality. I'm having a great time. As I said, I might not leave. Thank you for doing this this podcast as well. If any of you want to know more about Africa as a continent, about Weber in Africa, about what we do for our clients, or the secondment thing, then please reach out to Ippy. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much, everyone. I'm looking forward to receiving your emails.
Podcasts from around the world.